I've got with me this morning some things that you probably will recognize. I've got a little baggie full of, can you see what this is in my hand? That's money, yes, right. It's a particular kind of money. It's not paper money, right? We call these coins, right? Now, you'll notice that there's some that are bigger than others, right? This is a quarter. And then I've got some of different colors, right? There's silver ones, and then there's these little copper ones here. Pennies. And we have, you guys know what this is called?
Nickel.
That's a nickel, right? And then we've got these little guys that are dimes. Yeah, some of your older ones will, of course, recognize these more than the younger ones. But when I was a kid, I used to love to get money, right? Because we learned very early in life that money is something that can get stuff for us, right? We can go and pay for stuff and things that we want. But I learned early in life that there is a trick that sometimes older kids played on the younger ones. I hope this hasn't ever happened to you, but it wouldn't surprise me if this happened to you. And it has to do with two of these coins, the nickel and the dime, okay? And it kind of goes like this. When a young kid has some coins, you know, an older kid might come up, and the older kid has in his hand some nickels, right? And he comes up to the little kid and he says, I'll trade you this coin for those little ones you have. The dimes, right? Now, if you're young enough, that looks like a pretty good deal. Because if you look at it, they're bigger. Right? The nickels are bigger than the dimes. So wow, that sounds like a pretty good deal, doesn't it? Now, unfortunately, bigger is not better in this case, is it? Because the nickel, as it turns out, is half the value of the dime. Right? And so if that trick was ever played on you, you would probably discover when you learned the truth about the value here, that wasn't a very good deal at all. That if you could only buy half as much if you had these big nickels than if you had the smaller dimes. And that was a trick that I learned early in life. Now, you're going to find out as you grow up that there's going to be other tricks that are going to be played on you. I don't know if some of you have already had some tricks played on you. But even as we get older into adult life, there are tricks out there. And one of the biggest tricks that you're going to find is the trick of thinking that you can do whatever you want to without listening to your parents or to God. And I just hope that you young people will listen to your parents, and then when you get to be reading, that you will read in the Bible and make sure that you learn the truth so you won't get caught up in that trick. Because that trick, if you just go by what you want to do all the time, is going to lead you to some really pain and sorrow in your life. And in the rest of the sermon, I'm going to be talking about this as well. So I hope that you will listen to that as well as I talk about the truth and how important it is. And I'm going to pray right now. And then afterwards, you guys can go to your seats and remember the baskets on your way back. So let's pray. Dear Lord, thank you so much for truth. And the truth that you reveal to us in your word through the life of Jesus. I pray that you will be with each one of these young people help them to early learn truth so they can be saved from the heartache, from being tricked. Now go with them, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen.